continue with the Shulchan Menachem. Today we're up to Reish Lamed Aleph. And although Pesach is over, but it's still we're learning some of the lachas of Pesach. The question, as you know, that on Erev Pesach, we don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach because actually the Gemara has very strong language for one who eats matzah on Erev Pesach. There is some people that already also have extend that you want to make sure that the matzah you're going to eat at nighttime is going to be eaten lityovin, is going to be eaten with desire, and if you have it right before the Seder during the daytime, it's not going to be the same thing. You're not going to look forward for it as much, so therefore we don't eat the matzah. That's with regards to matzah. But the Rebbe, in a discussion with the Gerer Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, who came to the Rebbe brought down, and he's mentioned that until starting from Erev Pesach, until after the Korech of the second Seder, we don't eat from all the various different items that are that go in the chazer, charoises, and the morer. That would be including the bitter vegetables, the chrein, the morer. Charoises would be the apple, pears, and nuts. And this is actually, this custom is challenged. Like the Mishnah Brura, for example, he writes that there's really no reason for that. But the Rebbe says this is the custom. And the Rebbe brings down also in the Haggadah, that after he found that there are some people brought down from the in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, he brings down that the Rashba's custom was not to eat chazeres before Pesach. So you see that this is something which actually is the was the custom over there, and this is actually the Lubavitch tradition not to eat from any of these items until after the second Seder night when you've already used them.